Good morning, Dale.
You know, if you visited Casa del Carter, you would see a house that's always a work in progress. And in the kitchen at the breakfast area, on the windowsills, it looks like, you know, they've been teethed. And that goes back to when we had a puppy at Casa del Carter, because dogs destroy things.
Well, and doesn't Chris Young know that? His 9-month-old German Shepherd, Porter, had some trial runs on his bus, did great. Friday night in Tupelo, Mississippi, while Chris was on stage, he got bored and tore chunks of foam out of the master bed mattress. Porter also ate a corner of the pillow and ripped blankets off. Interestingly, his own dog bed was left intact.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. Chris tweeted, "We have our first major bus casualty. Goodbye, sweet bed, Porter." Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's what they do.
I know. They're bored. He's a puppy. Yeah. A new season of The Voice is back tonight with Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, and Adam Levine. Thomas Rhett will be joining Kelly as her team advisor, and Blake has Keith Urban advising his team. These days, Jason Aldean's tour bus is stocked with diapers, baby formula, and two cribs, one for his 9-month-old son, Memphis, and another for his unborn daughter. Jason also has playpens he uses outside the bus while he's watching college football with Memphis.
You know, babies will do less damage on the bus as long as they're confined to that crib.
They don't chew as much either, or not as destructive.
You got to have teeth before you can start chewing.
That's true, yes. And finally, to stay in shape, Brad Eldridge brings parachutes on tour so he and his band can do wind sprints, but they have to be somewhere like the desert as they need a lot of room.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand Brad sometimes.
Well, you know, what do you need a parachute for to do wind sprints? What, to give you drag against the air?
Uh-huh. I don't think I could go fast enough to inflate it.
Yeah, me either.
I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.